Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hello. I'm mildly unprepared. I've just had to remove a snake from my bed. So, yeah, I'm just getting myself ready. Luckily, could you imagine if I'd went to bed and the snake was there? So I'm just getting myself ready. Oh, I thought I'd replied. Do chat amongst yourselves. Where's Peter? What kind of snake? Well, I did ask that and I got told it's a snake. It's like, well, I know it's a snake. I can see it's a snake. Apparently not a poisonous snake, but it was a constrictor. So, you know, just one that would want to wrap itself around me. Mm-hmm. I did wake up with a python next to my head once. Was it a python? Yeah, I think it was. It's like a 2.5 meter long python. And if it wasn't for the mosquito net, not quite sure what would have happened. That one was not pleasant. But this was a tiny, tiny one, so nothing like that. It was 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd just woken up and I didn't expect to see a 2.5 meter long python next to my head, I must admit, but I wasn't actually scared. It was a visitor. I am very busy with all my animals, aren't I, Kerry? If you follow me on Facebook and Instagram, we're having a tech problem. Peter can't get online. Everything worked fine early, including hotspots, sorting now. Okay, so Peter's having a technical problem. Who will be with us? Right. Manifestation of your Kundalini. Yeah, I know, right? Actually, funnily enough, the python, it was confirmed by the Loire that it was the snake coming to make friends with me. It was there on purpose, and it came back the next day. Yeah. Right, I'm doing something. Is Miriam on? Do we have Miriam in the room? Miriam, are you there? No, not that I see. No Miriam as yet. Let me help her. I live in Thailand. I'm in Koh Phangan. Where are you, Lynn, that you get snakes? I didn't realise you were in snake country. Right, focus, Carrie. Help Miriam. What do I do? Right, okay. Does anyone have the join link, the register link handy that they could put in the chat for me, please? Does anyone have the join link? Welcome, Beatrice. No problem. You don't have to be on camera. It's entirely up to you. If anyone has the join link. Thank you very much, Esther. That's helpful. And Anne, thank you. Very helpful. Okay. Brilliant. Peter's connecting now, and I've just sorted Miriam out. Everyone knows about my snake saga. I think we're there. I think we're getting there. I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see if anyone types in. I need glasses. Beautiful. Now I can see you all clearly. Can everyone hear me okay? Yeah, great, wonderful. So we've got four people who've put their names forward for hot seats. I've got those names, so thank you very much. If you are so inclined as the workshop progresses that you would like to also have a hot seat, if we've got time, then of course we'll add you in as well. So please do put your name in the chat as we move forward. do I have pre-submitted questions? Let me check. If you have pre-submitted a question, do feel free to remind me or let me know. Otherwise, I'm just opening that up as well. As you're all aware, I'm normally much more prepared than this. Ah, yes, I see this question. Okay, good. So I've just got one pre-submitted question. Alrighty. Got you there. Lovely. I think I've got everything I need. The food, of course. You can be as involved as you like with it. You know, the same as most things, the more energy, the more time and effort that you put in, the more you are going to be supported by the Loire. But I find it fascinating. If anyone else wants to chime in about voodoo, your experiences, how you work with them.
Hello.
Hello, Peter.
Hello there. Okay, I'm on now. Good. Yeah. Sorry for the delay, technical problems.
I also had a mild delay. Well, I wasn't delayed, but I wasn't prepared because I was delayed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just had to remove a snake from under my bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had a cobra in our stairs early on.
Yes. We're all snaked up, aren't we? You've got your cobras. Apparently mine wasn't poisonous. It was just a constrictor. It's fine.
Okay.
We've got two of you again, Peter.
Oh, he keeps doing that.
Yeah.
Right, so you can switch one of them off.
It's fine, just make sure that you hotspot the right one if you can't remove one.
Okay, let's put this one.
Yeah, wonderful.
One? Okay, that'll do.
Yeah, okay. Great. And if you just bring your laptop lid down slightly so we've got more of your face, not just your head. Thank you. Great.
Okay, there we go.
So as I was saying, we have four people's names down for hot seats. If you want to have a hot seat, please do give us your name. And if we've got time at the end, then we will add you in. Peter will be discussing modules 3, 4, and 5 and also dual creations. But of course, any questions are welcome. And any for the hot seats, including any questions that you want to put in the chat. But the focus was going to be on 3, 4, and 5 and dual creations, but everything is welcome. So I will hand over to Peter as we're slightly delayed. So thanks very much, everyone, for your patience, and let's get going.
Okay, so before we get onto the disc creation process, something else has come up that somebody was asking about diet. So what I want to do is show you a correction for the ileocecal valve. See, what can happen sometimes when you suddenly change to raw food diet the body's not used to the extra enzymes, it actually affects the ileocecal valve. When that's not closing, it means the contents of the large intestine and go back to the small intestine and cause irritation. And that's where you get these digestive problems coming up. Well, luckily, there's a simple correction for that. So if you change to raw food diet and suddenly find you've got problems there, the thing to do is you find a point just inside the right hip. If you feel your way down there, inside the bone, there should be a sensitive point. And what you do when you press in, you massage towards the opposite shoulder. So you push in inside the hip, massage towards the left shoulder.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to pause you. I'm going to pause you, please, and ask you to repeat what valve, because you were speaking quite quickly.
It's called the ileocecal valve.
The ileocecal valve.
That's the valve between the small intestine and the large intestine.
Okay. And is it possible that you can move your laptop lid down so you can demonstrate exactly where in the hip this is?
Okay, I'll probably take the camera off so I can try and point to it.
Yeah, that would
especially
be great. Thank
it is
you.
By the, I'm going to get this off. It's down by the hip. Hang on. Over here. Make it further enough away. So inside the bone, you come inside into the soft spot and you massage towards the opposite shoulder. So you're pushing up at an angle when you massage. Okay. Now there's another point as well as a reflex point. I'll just put this back on here again. On the front of each shoulder, here and there. Again, find the sensitive spots and just massage them. These reflex points that'll trigger the ileocecal valve. So when you start interpreting it's not working, just massage these three points, and that'll take care of the kind of digestive problems that might start when you're on a raw food diet. That should pass quickly. It's just the body adjusting the extra enzymes.
So just to confirm and to reiterate, so you're massaging those three points. If you have changed to raw diet and you're experiencing some digestion issues, any particular digestion issues or just general?
You kind of get bloating and pains there and not digesting properly, that kind of thing.
And I'm just thinking in the part one manual, we don't have point charts, do we?
No. This is separate because this is not point holding as such. This is just a simple massage technique that'll trigger the ileocecal valve pretty quickly, just taking the 10, 15 seconds of massaging. That'll do it. So it's a kind of quick fix and it'll get that working. So it'll take care of that adapting to a full food diet.
Thank you. And we do actually have a question in the chat regarding supplements. Could you talk about the best supplements to support the body electronics aspect of the course, seeing as we're talking about diet?
Okay. Well, you want a wide range of minerals, which obviously should be organic, and food enzymes. Now, the food enzymes do have to come from a plant source. Don't go for the things like beta hydrochloride, which is synthetic, and animal pancreas enzymes and things, because the natural state of the enzymes we have, what we call food enzymes, are in food. See, the different kind of enzymes. Food enzymes are different from digestive enzymes. The enzymes within raw food actually pre-digest it before your digestive enzymes act upon it. You're not trying to increase digestive enzymes, you're trying to get the food enzymes that want to be there. So basically the plant enzymes, the now plant enzymes are a good one to use, come from a plant source and actually provide what would normally be in the food if it was raw. Minerals, you want a good wide range of organic chelated minerals. A chelate is an amino acid complex. If it's something like a phosphate or sulfate, it's organic. The body can't really use it properly. When you take synthetic mineral tablets such as the iron geloids are doing chemists, the body's able to chelate about 2% of it. That's done by the bacteria in the intestine. The rest is just not doing anything. It's wasted and causes irritation. The body can only use organic minerals. So it'll either be a chelate or an orotate. That's the kind of chemical name for them. Chelates are something that's built from an amino acid complex. Or you can get food state ones, which are made by growing yeast cells on the minerals. So the yeast cells or the plants actually have a naturally high content of minerals. Body by Nature do a good one. Their minerals are actually grown on brassica sprouts. So it's like a natural sprout that's very high in minerals. So it's all going to be organic. So check out Body by Nature, get their multivitamin mineral complex. They're all organic. So the ones that you mainly use. Other ones you used to get from America, if you're over there, would be the Enzymes International coenzyme minerals. And of course, they do their food enzymes as well. So those ones I tend to use. They're really good quality organic minerals and enzymes. Okay.
Kevin's asking the question, speaking of diet, any chance you could add a sheet to the course with your recommendations of any websites and brands with the dosage of colloidal minerals and enzymes we should purchase in preparation for ultimate healing too? So I do believe you've just answered that. Is there anything else you want to add, Peter?
No, I'll put it in a sheet so it goes to the course, so you'll be ready for that, yeah.
Great, thank you. And the next question is, when is the best moment to start with the diet, now or at the start of part two?
No, start now, start getting ready. So this way you can get used to it gradually. Sometimes it's difficult to change your diet drastically overnight, but you start introducing more raw food to your diet and just getting used to it and getting used to preparing more raw foods and things and juices, you can introduce it gradually. So by the time you're actually doing the point holding, you're actually fully on raw food and taking the minerals sometimes as well.
What if
just start introducing it gradually now.
What if somebody is on medical drugs still?
Whenever you start natural healing, once you start reducing the drugs as your body heals, that's a thing. So it obviously depends what drugs, what you're on them for. But usually once you've been in touch with some natural healer, herbalist or homeopath, who can actually reduce those while replacing with natural remedies. It all depends on what condition. If it's something serious, obviously you need to actually reduce very carefully. But the idea for healing is you don't need drugs anymore. You're going to start reducing them.
And how long should one stay on only raw food?
As long as you want to keep the healing going. You may find that after you've done this for a while, you'll actually be naturally attracted to eat more raw food because your vibration's changing. Your body wants the enzymes, it feels better on them, and your taste will change. So be prepared that you might be on raw foods for the rest of your life. But see how you feel.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely
anytime you're doing this healing, anytime you're doing this healing, you want enzymes are minimal, so you want to start taking more raw food.
Yeah. It's raw food has definitely become a substantial part of my life now as a result of the intensive. What dosage of minerals do you suggest we take?
Okay, it depends on them, on what's in them, actually. But for instance, if I take the Body by Nature ones, I generally take them two a day, but then if you're doing a point holding, take a few extra. If you take like two or three before a session, as well as what you normally take, then you've got the body mineralized for that session. Colloidal ones, again, it takes the concentration. The enzymes are national liquid colloidal minerals. Yeah, they're very strong. You need to take like a small glass of it before a session and your body's full of minerals very quickly. Generally, follow the directions of the bottle. That's your normal amount. Then increase them just before point holding, double or triple it even.
So I think you've just answered Stefan's question. So Stefan, if it's unanswered, then let us know. But the next question is, do you promote celery juice?
Yeah, all raw juices are very good. Celery is very high in minerals, particularly in potassium and sodium, so it really alkalizes the body. So it's a good one, yeah. But I know it's not really nice on its own, so have it in a mix if you can. Just have a mix of fruit and vegetable juices.
What I think would be really useful, is if you have any specific questions about minerals and enzymes that you have purchased or that you are considering purchasing, if you take a picture of those or send a link, put it in the MeWe group, and then Peter can respond to your question or make a recommendation or suggestion, and then everyone else is learning, and then we get to share the links of all of the good websites as well. So any questions regarding enzymes and minerals would be great to go, and examples would be great to go in the MeWe group. Even if you've got some already and you find that they're really good, just share with us and let us know and where you get them from. Brilliant.
Okay.
Okay. That's all the diet questions for now.
Okay. So let's get on to the disc creation process next then. So obviously, this is a important part of this course. You begin by learning to welcome emotions, but as I was pointing out in the manual, you get to learn to expand through layers until you can disc create the whole problem, the situation. See, every problem is linked to a major creation. It's not just one emotion. There's something that emotion is about. The other emotions linked to it. There's a pattern in your life that's it's part of a bigger picture in a way. For example, you might be with anger, and you have to look at what keeps triggering the anger. It might be in a relationship. It might be a martyrhood pattern where people keep giving the same problems again, and you have to look at the whole creation. When you start getting to emotion, then it doesn't run out because it keeps coming back. So say you've got this martyrhood pattern where people keep dumping too much problems on you and don't appreciate all that kind of things, and you're getting angry and frustrated. In this case, when you start to welcome emotion, you're going to go through layers. You feel the anger, you feel the frustration, you're going to feel the lack of appreciation, you might feel sad. You go from one thing and after the other. You remember different situations in your life and it's happened. as you expand, you get into the emotions of why you're letting it happen. You might actually feel the loneliness underneath it. The need to be good, the problem is made as a child. And so the layers you see before you, that problem is over. When you get to the edge, you know you've got there because suddenly you're not in the emotion anymore. You've seen the whole thing. The whole creation is almost laid out before you. You're not in the emotion. You suddenly see this is what's been happening in my life. There, this happened, and I'm feeling angry, then feeling sad, and this keeps happening. You're looking at the whole thing, and almost like you can define it without judgment at that point because you're seeing it. You're not in it anymore. This is a natural process of expansion. When you first begin to feel emotion, you're right in the middle of it. As you welcome it and expand, you go to other emotions. It expands outwards until you get to see the whole picture. Now, this can be complicated in some situations. Now, some creations are simpler. You know, there's a problem like a relationship issue going on. You welcome that, expand it until you get to all the emotions. When it discreates, your whole relationship pattern changes. There's something that's far more complex. One example I gave was also in the course is the forgiveness process. I laid out certain levels you're going to go through. This is really the same. It's a process of expansion. I've simply laid out in this situation the standard emotions you're going to go through. But when you do this forgiveness process, I mentioned the stages you go through are denial, blame, self-pity, indignation, then suddenly becoming aware of the whole pattern, stepping out a bit and forgiving. See, these emotions you're going to go through by expanding. It's something you can do mentally. You can't say, okay, do this stage, do this stage, do this stage, and it's done. It doesn't quite work that way. You have to experience each stage by welcoming. So with all these processes, you have to take time to actually feel. It's not something you tick off and I've done that now. It's whether you're feeling it expanding. So for instance, if you've got something you want to forgive and you start feeling the denial, you start feeling the blame, the self-pity and all so on, you expand from one emotion to the other. But you've gone through all those stages and you've got to that point of forgiveness, you know, you've got there. So the reason I've actually laid that out, the forgiveness process, you can recognize as you go through those stages, you know, it's done. But generally it's the same process of expansion. With discreating anything, you must start by welcoming the emotion. And it takes as long as it takes. You're not rushing to finish one. If you try to change it, you're not accepting it. So the first thing is to accept that emotion and just welcome it. It's okay to experience that. If when we start to welcome it, it changes already. While you're resisting something, you're really holding it in place. You may have tried this process already. When you start to welcome emotion, suddenly it's changing. You welcome and it goes so easily. That first step is to learn to welcome emotions. Same when you're discreating, you welcome every layer. There's no rush. It's not saying, I wish this emotion go away, now you're welcoming it. You feel it because there's no more judgment, it's okay to feel. Process of forgiveness, for instance, you might start feeling, okay, I've been in denial, I recognize this now. Then you start feeling your blame others, then you blame yourself. After you felt that, you expand to it, you start feeling your self-pity. It's like none of these emotions you're judging, you're just feeling. And by welcoming, you move on to the next one. This is how you move through layers. Same with anything you're trying to discreate. There's a situation that's causing you pain of some kind. You put yourself in that situation and feel it. You welcome the first emotion you're feeling, and as you welcome that begins to change, your next layer comes up. You keep expanding this way. The more you welcome, the more you're expanding. Now, sometimes you get to these very stubborn problems that seem to keep coming back, and this is where we start looking at the dual creations. Now, when you do this process, you're not looking for dual creation to begin with. It's going to come up at the core of the problem when you get to it. You see, there's reasons why this has become so stubborn that things don't change. With this dual creation, you're trying to only discreate half of it. The other half also acts like the emergency light that comes when power fails. You unplug something and something's putting it right back in again. This is how a dual creation is going to work. So, for instance, you might be expanding through certain problems you have emotions about, and there can be many layers. And you'll find that with these dual creations that become hidden, you have a layer of unknown. What you'd remember is that not knowing is also a creation. You simply experience that. Where people go wrong is they make conclusions about the unknown. How many times do people go through life and think, you know, what's this problem coming from? It must be my karma, it must be this. These things you don't really know, people making conclusions. And actually what you need to experience is not knowing. When you welcome not knowing, whatever anxiety is about that, the next day will come. We don't make it up. We don't guess. We don't come to conclusions. You welcome not knowing. You find that every known is bounded by an unknown. You know this, and suddenly you get to an unknown. You welcome not knowing. Next layer comes up. So sometimes, as you're expanding through layers, you get to these points of not knowing. Why is this happening? No idea. you welcome that feeling of, I don't know what's happening. The frustrations about that, wishing you did know, whatever it is, these emotions. Rather than make a conclusion about why it's happening, just experience this is happening and I don't know why. There's emotions there. When you welcome those, more memory comes. And you find that when the answer comes, because you've gone through layers, it wasn't what you guessed it would be. It's not these ready-made answers that's your karma because you've done something bad in the past life, whatever these things. You simply get to the next layer of the process. The next emotion comes up, next memory comes up. You get there by welcoming, not by trying to push through and make things happen. That's the important thing about this process. You're not trying to make anything happen. Whatever you feel at the moment is right. You welcome that. When you welcome that, move into the next layer and so on. So the whole process is simply about welcoming. The more you welcome the feelings, the more you expand. And you get to other layers. Bottom line with the dual creations at the bottom, realize that there's two things trying to happen which are opposed to each other. This starts because when we start resisting something. Like, for instance, you may have had a time when you're a child when you feel weak, so you chose to be strong. We like trying to be strong, but because that strength is based on feeling weak, it always shows up again. What happens when you're going through life being strong and suddenly something happens and you feel weak again? You don't know why it keeps turning up. It's because it's attached to the strength. That's a dual creation. Because I was weak as a child, I chose to be strong. Now those two are both in there together. And I'm trying to get strong all my life and this weakness keeps coming. Something happens and I can't train, or something happens and my power's gone and so I get ill and something, it's all gone again. Things happen outside of control and that strength seems to go again. The weakness shows up. It's the other half of the duality. What will happen as you go through the layers and get to that original duality? You feel both sides at once. You can't just discredit half of the duality. They're both there together. You feel this duality, I'm weak, I'm strong, both exist. When you feel the whole thing, that discreates. You're discreating a duality. After that, it's like you can be strong without having to try so hard, because you're trying to be strong because you feel weak and there's the problem. There's a resistance going on. When that resistance is gone, it's easy to become strong. It's no longer a struggle, no longer something you have to do. There are many kinds of dualities this way. Weak and strong is a common one, and you can find many others. What will happen, though, when you go through layers? At the bottom of all these layers is that duality. You did one thing and tried to set up the opposite, and the two exist together. So just remember this process, this is not something you look for, but when you get to a stubborn problem, this is what you might get at the bottom of it. The things that never go away, they keep coming back. You get to, as you go through the layers, you get to this bottom, there's a duality. This is what makes you keep coming back. Just like the emergency lighting that comes when the power fails. So you discreate, say the weakness will actually attach to the strength. So next time I'm trying to be strong, it's there again. That's how a duality works. That's why persistent problems that simply don't go away. Everything goes in the end when you actually go through the layers and discreate it. Just that some of these processes are a bit more complex and you have to be willing to keep going, not guess, you can panic, but you welcome that too. So the thing is to welcome every feeling until you get there. Even not knowing, and be aware that you don't need to make conclusions about the unknown. Just welcome not knowing. When you get to duality, you feel both sides of that duality until it discreates. When you finish feeling it, it goes. You watch it fade away. It's the basic process of discreation then. When you have any problem, any memory coming up, any emotion, you welcome it. As you welcome that, it starts to change. Other layers come up, you feel that as well. You welcome every layer. You'll find you're getting more and more into the fuller picture the more you welcome. You reach a point where you see the whole thing. You're not in it anymore. You begin to dissociate. You've recognized this isn't me, this is my creation. You can kind of label it at that point. You can give it a label what this thing is, but it's without judgment. If you're still judging it, you're still in the emotion. When you finally get there and see, oh, that's what it is, this is my creation, you simply permit it to discreate and watch it fade away. You're not trying to destroy it. It fades away because you've got no more emotion invested in it. You've gone through it all. So you welcome the emotion until you see the whole thing and then let it fade away. It's gone. So any questions so far?
Yes, we do have some. Once we get to the end of the discreation process and we see the original choice that we made, should we be following that process with the Forbidden Zone meditation to turn that choice into a new one each time?
Not necessarily. See, this discreation process you find will complete in itself. And you may find other processes start becoming part of it. So you're giving you these other processes to show you different tools of what happens in different situations. But actually what happens when you're expanding, things come up and they happen almost like organically. I'm in this kind of thing. I can see the choice that having to do the whole journey. I'm in the emotion already because it's once you learn to do this journey to the forbidden zone, it can happen organically in the process. I'm expanding into processes. Once I recognize the choice, I'm already there, you see. So I don't need to go to the journey again. I simply feel that need to make a choice because and need to push it away and not want to again feel the emotion and let it discreate. So these journeys are good practice to prepare. But in the end, the discreation process will do everything in itself and will contain everything else.
I have a question about the discreation process. As I was saying to you the other day, the only thing that always seems to come to mind is the dragon spell. Is there mm-hmm. other things that we can do to assist and ensure that the discreation process is taking place, other than welcoming?
There's a few tools which are on the course as well, but like the journey to creator, I put that somewhere in it. Because yes. when you go to create and program it, it happens from there because you're actually going straight to the point of pure awareness where you are God. Yes. Everything becomes easy from that point. Dragon spell works as well, but it facilitates it. It doesn't do it for you, but it facilitates the process. So once you do that spell, it's yeah. easy to keep welcoming the layers of emotion until you get there. So all these things help. So the journey to creator and the dragon spell will both help do that.
Okay. So if there's anyone also
there's another one put into the advanced, into the protection psychic protection course, what we call the Antidana Astra.
That's
this one
the
is
one.
Traditional Vedic Astras. Yeah, that's the one. Because that was traditionally said to actually wipe out whole cities. Well, what it really means is a whole creation.
Mm.
You know, you use this Antidana, it wipes out all the energy up thing and it fades away. It makes the process easier. It's almost like you hardly even see the emotions. You feel them quickly, so quickly, they've gone so quickly, you don't even realize it was so big. They go quickly.
Brilliant.
Thank you. In the end, you know, the emotions only as difficult as we make them. All the worst emotions can go much faster when you actually welcome them.
Where is Journey to Create? Sorry, what was that?
I was saying, all these tools seem to make it easier, but basically, when you're pure awareness, you can actually discredit anything very quickly because these emotions are not so big for you anymore.
Mm. Where is the Journey to Creator found?
I can't remember exactly, but I know it's somewhere in the manual.
Can anyone remember if you've got to that point? If you can,
might have got to it. Yeah, it's a bit later on, but you'll get to it soon.
Yeah, maybe but someone's super
involved. It's in Reiki.
It's always for this course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in many courses. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in. I don't know where else.
Not many, but it's a couple. It's in the Reiki manual for the advanced levels for level 4, and it's definitely in the ultimate healing course.
How often do you recommend that we do the Syrian triangle meditation? Daily, once a week, or when we feel like it?
When you feel something's too real, basically. Remember, that meditation is to make things less or more real. If your problem seems unsurmountable, the first thing is to make it less real. You don't have to do it once. When that's less real, you can then go ahead and discreate it. So use it as you feel things are too real. Or use it to check to make your spirituality more real if it's not real enough. So you use your own discrimination that when you feel you want to make something less or more real, it's up to you.
Okay, so that's all the questions for now that are in the chat. So I think we go over to the hot seats. In the meantime, everyone, please, if you have any question, whether it be regarding modules 3, 4, 5 or 1 and 2, or maybe you're even further ahead and you're in 6, 7 or 8, then please do let us know what those questions are in the chat. And we will go over to the hot seats. I have 4 names. One question's come in. I have been unable to get to my luminous intent as I feel stuck in apathy. So I feel I can't do the weeding and cultivating meditation.
Go to the apathy. That's where you are. Being stuck is part of the process. You're not really stuck because you're feeling stuck. That's the apathy. That's what it's like. If you're getting nowhere, nothing's going to work. You welcome that. At that point, I wouldn't try doing anything because this is what's going to come up. Everything you try and do, the apathy is going to be there and you can't do it. You seem to have to experience this feeling, I can't do it. Everything's too much. The overwhelm, whatever's there. So all you want to do is keep welcoming that apathy. That is a big layer in itself and it's a very important one to go through. Again, don't fight it, welcome it. When you finish, welcome it, it passes. You'll be up to the next level, which will be grief. quite often the apathy is an easier place to go to than the grief, and you'd rather stay there. But you find when you stop welcoming the apathy, you'll move. That's the important thing, is to welcome every stage. Don't think apathy is something to overcome, although it is, the only way to overcome is to welcome it, like all emotions. So in that process, learn to welcome your apathy without judgment. Just really feel it. You can even like put enthusiasm into it. Really, really feel like giving up. Really feel hopeless. Feel it totally. No judgment, just feel it. It'll pass.
Is it possible that I transform all energies through my body? And how can I make this easier? Less painful, I mean.
So even the pain is a measure of resistance. Even pain doesn't feel like pain when you don't resist it. It's just an energy flow. Thing is to remember to welcome everything. This is all goes hand in hand with the chandali. That is what's cleansing you. You start the chandali, it starts cleaning things out of the body, all the resistances surface. As you welcome them, they clear. If you're still resisting, it's painful. So even the pain, welcome that, and it won't be like pain anymore. It moves easier. When you're resisting pain, it tends to persist. Remember, this whole process is about releasing resistances. So activate the chandali and just keep welcoming everything. The pain, any other emotion that surfaces, remember you're not to fight it. It's meant to come out so you can feel it and let it go. When you felt it, it passes.
For the 33-second visualization part, it says to go visualize your list. Do we visualize all things at once that we want for 33 seconds?
One thing at a time. Unless you can actually picture a lifetime when all these things are filled at once, and you can do that because you look at your life when it's perfect. That's one way of doing it too. Otherwise, just each one thing, 33 seconds. You don't necessarily have to do all of them every day, but you know, a couple of times a day, do one of these things. Doesn't take long. 33 seconds is nothing. We can all spare that much time. Just pick something on the list, visualize it. You know, keep it going that way. Just a couple of times a day.
Thank you very much. Okay, so let's go over to the hot seat. So please, Peter, if you could unspotlight yourself. And the first person that we have is Lynn Marie. So Lynn, please, if you would like to come on camera, or if maybe you already are, but if you could unmute yourself, that would be fabulous. And then Peter will put you next to him.
Okay. Hang on, how do I do this? I need to be spotlighted with me, don't I? No, I'm going to be spotlighted there. And that's the next to me. Who's the other one? All right, who have we got?
Lynn Marie.
Where are you?
Wave, Lynn, so he can see you.
Okay, there we are. Can we get you to spotlight? Can we do that?
Well, you need to remove your one.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. There. No, we add it. You don't remove it.
Okay.
There you go. Hello. So what would you like to go through?
The duality that you were talking about.
Yep.
Duality.
So what are you experiencing there?
Well, when you say it like it should be so obvious, but it's hard for me to tell how much of it is just not clearing things versus a duality. You know,
that's what I'm saying. You don't look for duality to begin with. That's what you find at the bottom of a complex problem. What you really do when you're trying to discreate something is simply welcome what's there. I only mention this duality thing in case it turns up. What will happen when you go through the layers? You get to a bottom. You get to a duality at the bottom. That's what made it so difficult. So you worry about that when you get there. And all you do then is experience both sides. It's not saying something you're actually
always, it's kind of always been there. You know, like it's always been there from the beginning.
So which is the issue that's always there for you?
Like the whole narcissist victim thing.
Okay.
Like the whole family full of people who blame and feel lack, but then when somebody's doing well, it's always about how much money they make, very shallow things. Mm-hmm. Not cared about money. Because all the money around me, whether it's Wall Street that I've worked on, all of the money is like, or Jeff Bezos from Amazon, like all the money examples around me are very extreme cases of getting somewhere by stealing the energy of others or vampiring it or stepping on other people.
And okay, so where's the duality?
I experience it everywhere, you know, like in the spiritual world where people are always putting me down, always stepping on me to lift themselves up, always judging me.
So where's the duality?
When I start to feel better, you know, something will squash me down again, you know.
No, this is not necessarily a duality. There's simply there's that victim thing. That's what you want to discreate. not necessarily duality. You start by welcoming all the feelings around being a victim, the pain, the powerlessness. Go there now. Just think of the situation again, as you mentioned it. So think of the different times which make you feel, where you feel this is happening, when you're being a victim and you're being squashed. What happens? Give me some examples.
Complicated than that. It's like, it's just like when anybody really sees me, like sees me, mm-hmm. instead of it being a good thing, it almost makes people angry and want to put me down. So it's like I have this association with the truth of me being something horrible, mm-hmm. you know, where I can't really be myself, because when I am, bad things happen, you know, like.
Okay, go into the feeling of this. When people put you down, how does that feel?
Like I have to watch everything I say and do, no matter who it is, because mm-hmm. it will always happen. And it's like funny, because there were some things that are normal, like that I did escape to my brain when I couldn't handle other things when I was young. Mm-hmm. But I have natural abilities in those areas, and it's not always awful for me. Like I'm very curious. I have fun doing things. I have fun mm-hmm. figuring things out. So it's not like this awful thing. Sometimes I feel very enthusiastic doing a lot of these things, but it's almost like when I feel passionate doing anything intellectual, I'll get people who are very intellectual being mad that I figured something out they couldn't. Or in the mm-hmm. spiritual people, they'll tell me it'll be like this judgmental thing where you should go outside more, like ordering me around like I'm some type of idiot, like I don't know I'm supposed to do that stuff. Like there's that, it's very condescending. And it's always associated with, well, I was actually feeling happy when they were saying those things to me. You see what I'm trying to say? Like mm-hmm. I was feeling yeah. excited, and it happens when I feel excited or happy.
Mm-hmm. Going to the emotion, I said.
The same thing. Like if years ago on Wall Street, if I wore a nice outfit, women would get mad at me. The men would always mm-hmm. want to sleep with me, and I just wanted to wear what I wanted. And I felt like I couldn't wear what I wanted because it just brought all this negative attention from mm-hmm. both men and women. Yeah. And then
go into the feeling. You've been a lot of time describing things. You're too much into intellectual posts. I want you to feel, okay?
It's just awful. I feel like I need to go to a new planet. Like it's just
that's another conclusion. What's the emotion? Going to another planet is an action. That's an escapism. What's the feeling? What do you feel? Do you feel the pain?
It's horrible.
Good. Now go into the horrible feeling. Welcome it. What do you feel? Is it sad?
I can't even powerless. Describe it. It's so awful. It's just
good. No, good.
Beyond words. It's awful.
Good. Now feel that. Don't try and describe it then. Welcome it. We just go right into that emotion. But with no resistance, just let it be there. It's an experience. Feel the emotion. What happens if you welcome it?
I cry.
Good. Welcome that. That's okay.
I wasn't really allowed to cry when I was younger.
Good. Go into that feeling as well. So what did it feel like when you weren't allowed to cry?
I couldn't express myself.
Mm. How does that feel?
Like whatever I say, it's like I'm just wasting space as a human. It's just nothing I say or do matters.
Right. So how does that make you feel? Small, powerless?
Not alive. Like I'm just not alive like everybody else. I'm just here.
Kind of dead feeling. Here. Really feel that. But you still feel dead. Again, welcome it. Don't intellectualize around it. Just feel what you're feeling. As you welcome that, does the feeling change? What else do you feel?
I feel angry.
Good. Welcome the anger.
I used to feel compassionate. Now I just feel angry at everybody. Like I don't even
want to. That's fine. That's fine. Don't judge it. It's anger. It's another experience. Just let it be. Welcome it. maybe the things that made you angry or things you're angry about?
Just, it was just so much, you know, just like people, it's almost like just the sense that it's not real aliveness, that what people drinking too much and that's funny, or the person that needs to be the center of attention. It's just the narcissistic thing that's all around me. It's just like,
how's that feel?
It doesn't feel like real alive to me. It feels like fake alive. It doesn't, I don't.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Again, you're going through an intellectual process.
I didn't understand it. I just didn't like it. And I didn't, I just always go because I felt like I needed to help my family. I needed to support my family. I needed to help everybody. And so it was always at my expense, but I was never happy. So I would show up.
Go into that feeling of needing to help. Remember that feeling of needing to help everybody. When did that start?
I never remember a time where I wasn't like that.
Yeah, just feel it.
I remember being.
Welcome the feeling.
And then they had these favorites. Like my cousin was the favorite because she was more outgoing. It was just, and it's like people hated the fact that I had a brain. Like it was a source of a lot of animosity. Mm-hmm. You know, when I got into college, I was the first person in my family to go to college. Instead of being happy, they literally were going to throw the invitation in the trash. Mm-hmm. Like it made them angry.
Now, how did you feel?
I was heartbroken.
Yeah, let yourself feel that. Feel the pain of it. Just be in the feeling.
I don't even know what love is supposed to feel like.
Don't worry about it right now. Feel what you're feeling. What are you feeling now? Being the pain and the sadness?
It's just never going to stop.
Yeah, that's the apathy. Feel that feeling of it never stopping. How does that feel?
I feel like time is just, I'm going to be 57 this year. I feel like time just goes and these issues just stay and nothing ever changes. And it's just, no matter how much work I do on myself, it's just years and years of working on myself and still I'm like this.
Welcome that feeling. What's it feel like? Yeah, good. Really feel that.
There's another energy in me, like a little girl.
Yep. How does that feel?
Well, she's good. I mean, she's been with me for a while. She's not like me at all. She's like this other person. She's very exuberant and happy, and she's tells people to shove off if she doesn't like what they have to say. She doesn't want to be around them. She just will make me unhappy enough that I'll have to do something about it. And she's like the best of me. I feel like I can feel her. Even when I'm crying, I can feel her. At the same time I'm crying, I feel her.
It's okay. Good. Now you're feeling duality. Feel them both. That's good.
Part of me is smiling while I'm crying for that reason. I can feel her.
Now you're feeling both sides.
She's awesome. Hmm. It's outrageous, you know?
Can you feel both sides now? The sadness and the joy.
She doesn't need any reason to be happy. Everything fills her with joy.
That be
walking
you,
around a supermarket.
What are you feeling?
Like I'm fragmented, like I have.
Yeah, good. Now experience that. So you can feel both sides.
Like my brain is afraid, like, of that part of me. Like, it's afraid of me. I don't know, it doesn't like that part of me. It's afraid of that part of me. That's what it feels like. It's always trying to shoot that part of me down, trying to shoot it down.
Feel it. Feel that fear. And just have both sides.
I feel afraid and I don't know why I feel afraid.
That's okay, good. Except not knowing, that's okay. Just feel afraid without knowing why. That's good.
I mean, I couldn't do the forbidden zone meditation because it just, my mind just blocked everything off. As soon as you even said the word forbidden, my mind just blocked it off. So it wasn't even a possibility.
Don't worry about that right now. Just feel what you're feeling. Okay. You still feel fragmented?
A little bit less so.
Yeah. And can you feel the different pieces? Just to feel the, like the joy side and the sad part.
She's more, I can feel more energy in my body. I feel pink. My cheeks feel more pink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you feel both sides though?
I'm having trouble with the words describing how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just feel.
How I feel. It's confusing.
It's okay. Feel the confusion. That's a feeling too.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Like I.
You're not supposed to feel anything. Just feel what you're feeling. It's okay to feel confused as well.
This little girl side doesn't want anything the other part of me wants. I feel that duality all the time when I'm trying to get my business going.
Okay.
The little girl wants to do everything impractical that nobody wants to pay for. Like she's doesn't care about money. She only wants to do what she wants to do. She doesn't care about.
As a small child, that's fine, but I want you to feel it
how
now.
She is about, and I don't.
Now, rather than seeing a separate person, you feel it as yours. Okay. What do you feel?
My hands, my body keeps making, doing things like this all the time. And my mind keeps saying, what is that? What is that? What is that? So that's, my mind just.
We just go into that. Yeah, that's distraction. But I feel that too.
My mind just goes, what's that? What's that? What's that? But you know, it wants to understand everything.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
But it drives me crazy. My mind drives me crazy. It's never enough.
It's okay.
Everything.
Okay,
but it's fun.
Crazy.
Then it goes too far. It's fun to a point, and then it goes too far where I can't really be in the moment. I can't really. No, this all the time. This is, I get this V-shaped all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, multiple times per day.
What's your feeling now?
See, she's, I can feel her like, just get the fuck out of my way. She's almost like, would you just get out of my way? She's like, just get out of my way.
How are you feeling? You're looking at her as a separate person. I want you to feel both sides.
There's
you, there's her, but they're actually really one. I want you to feel both. What's the feeling?
Like somehow it's scary for me to be happy.
Okay, good. Feel that. What happens when you're happy?
Something bad happens.
Yeah. Now think about those situations. Who came in and blocked it? Who messed it all up?
What?
Go back to the memories when you were happy and it got destroyed. Who put you down when you're happy?
Everybody.
Good. I want you to experience that. Feel what it's like to have your happiness crushed. How does it feel?
Like, I don't, like, I'm not even female. Like, I feel like I'm missing something major. Like, a right. big piece of me is just not there.
Yeah. Good. I want you to feel the emptiness. This is how soul loss occurs, but you need to feel that emptiness. I'll bring your soul back in a minute.
I've known for a long time it wasn't there. I just don't know what to do about it.
Feel it, first of all. Can you feel the emptiness?
Yeah.
Good. I want you to just welcome that. Let it be there. Feel it. Bring your soul back now. What do you feel?
It feels like it's putting on a new suit. I feel
how
like
are you feeling? Yep, you're good. What's the emotion in there?
It's like I'm in the waiting room, like trying on an outfit, and there's some energy like pouring itself into my body. Because
mm-hmm. just experience that for a moment. Keep welcoming it.
It's like a new suit or something I'm trying on. My hands are cold. I feel really horrible and really good at the same time.
Good. There's a duality. You just let yourself feel that.
So weird. Makes good. Me feel like a freak.
It's okay. Welcome it. Just out. Feel both sides. It's okay. Just experience as it is. Okay, observe the whole thing. So you actually see this as your creation now rather than being in it. This is what's been going on. Every time you're happy, pain comes in instead. Both go together. That's been your creation. You can see it all laid out in front of you now.
Yeah.
So just permit it to discreate and watch it go in its own time.
My mind is still trying to take over.
Just keep observing. How do you feel?
Quieter.
Is that duality still there? Or is it gone?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
It? Feel. What do you feel?
There's this, like, very angry voice in my head.
Okay. Very, welcome that. Feel the anger.
It's just full of rage and full of fear.
Feel it. Remember, rage comes when you're being disempowered. It's okay. I want you to recognize and just welcome that rage.
Feels like it wants to blame and gets mad and have somebody else be responsible.
Well, let's think of all these people who crushed your happiness. They've taken your power away, haven't they? Really put you down. The enemy that he wants to fight back, wants to taste blood. I want to keep feeling that rage. Now, if you were to put it as an animal, what animal does it feel like?
Lion.
Hmm?
Like a lion.
Good. Now imagine you're beating this lion. You're going to make friends with it. First of all, give it a big chunk of meat to feed it and help pass it by a bit. Make friends with it.
I guess The duality is still there because the little girl's riding around on the lion already. She doesn't think good. It's...
That's fine. That's fine.
She's riding around on it. What?
Fine. You're going to go with this lion to all those people who have disempowered you. Let the lion deal with them.
She's clapping her hands. She's clapping her hands. It's a very long list of people.
Good. How does it feel when you take this lion to meet these people? What do you feel?
There's so many people that I can't even remember who they all are anymore.
Doesn't matter. They're all lined up there. What does the lion want to do?
It's swallowing.
How does it feel?
Just opened its mouth and let go.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big dragon mouth.
How are you feeling?
It's mashing them all up, pieces. It's enough.
Be one with it, feel it. Enjoy expressing the rage.
This mouth can swallow anything. It's like swallowing all of Wall Street now, too, all it's had.
How do you feel?
Better.
Okay. So how's that duality feel? Do you feel happy now? Is it there when alone, or do you still feel crushed?
I don't really feel crushed. It's just, this is all very bizarre. So
it's okay.
Very bizarre.
How are you feeling?
I feel like this, I wouldn't even call it happiness. It's more like a joy. But it feels so strange, like I don't know what it is, you know.
Get used to it now. It's not being crushed anymore. It's okay, you're there. Get used to the joy now, it's great.
That piece of the soul piece was a big piece. Was that like a
magic? So we'll come back. But this is the important thing, is to keep feeling. Don't get lost off all these different stories of explaining everything and intellectualizing it. Remember just to feel everything. As you welcome feelings, you move, you expand. You get that. Okay?
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, okay. Lynn. Thank you very much. If you could just put yourself back on mute, that would be great. Thank you. And then next we're going to go to Esther. So Esther, please, if you could unmute yourself, and then Peter, if you could spotlight Esther, please.
Let's find you. Where are you? Find you first. There you go. Okay. There we are. Ooh, where's the other one gone?
You just need to remove Lynn Marie.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Hi, Esther. How are you doing?
Hi. What? good. I at this moment, I have an enormous headache and sweating a lot of heatness. And this whole week, I have to cry because it's triggering something.
Okay, go into that feeling. Just let yourself cry. It's okay. And to welcome that. What's it triggering?
Yeah, some past experiences with a feeling like this.
Yeah, that's okay. Let yourself feel it.
Oh. Because, it flows away a little away. It becomes less. At the start of this meeting, I had also restless legs with it, and it's now more quiet. It reminds me of the Kundalini energy, and it scares me. It reminds me of all my psychosis.
Okay, let yourself go back into that. It's okay. How did it feel?
Out of your power, not in control.
Right.
Somebody else is has the control of your body. The medicines.
Okay. Let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel that.
Okay.
Just welcome it. First, being out of control. Let it be okay. You can feel out of control. What's it like not being in control?
Not nice. Not having control. It's the story of my life, wanting to have the control. And I'm at this moment, I'm a bit tired of having the control. Yesterday, I've cried whole day because I'm busy with solving a pattern, and it's concerning psychosis too. But I have had more crises in life, and I was asking myself and feeling, what's the pattern behind all the crises? And because
this point, don't analyze it. Remember, it comes with as you welcome emotions, go with the layers. And start welcoming that feeling of when you're in psychosis and you're out of control, powerless. Can you let yourself feel that?
Difficult now at this moment.
How are you feeling right now?
Numbed out.
Okay, good. Welcome the numbness. Just feel numb. That's the first layer. That's all the anesthesia and everything. So I feel really numb. That's good.
And I also feel angry.
Good. Wonderful. Welcome that too.
Because I did not listen to my feelings or my needs at that moment.
to keep welcoming it.
Put my glasses on.
Good, let it be.
And I'm a bit angry at myself at this moment because I'm working on this so long and now I'm thinking, oh, am I here again?
How does that feel?
Boring.
So, yeah, good. Feel bored as well, that's okay. Anger and bored.
So I think, oh, that again.
Do you still feel that? That's good.
Now I feel some relief in my throat area,
okay.
In the chest.
You feeling anything else?
Not feeling. I'm thinking I have prepared something and it's going totally
okay.
a different way. And it's
okay.
It's also it's also about control.
Exactly. You don't have to be prepared. We have to just welcome what you're feeling. What are you feeling now?
Happiness. Love. Laughing about myself.
Okay, that's okay. Welcome that.
Because from all the things, it's my way to survive things, is to laugh about it.
Yeah.
To make it more light.
Mm-hmm. So feel that need to make it light. What else do you feel in there?
It's much. It has been a lot. I gave myself 5 years now to do these things, to welcome the emotions. It's a lot, and I know I have to deal with it one by one.
No. Just feel what you're feeling. You go layer by layer. Just welcome what you're feeling.
Tiredness.
Okay. Allow that. I'm just observing it, letting it be. Welcome it. It's okay to feel it.
And also, because I felt it yesterday, and now I'm thinking about also a bit angry with myself. I always pushed my feelings away. So now it's a big amount.
That's okay.
And
feel how big it is. How do you feel about it being so big? So overwhelming.
Angry and blame myself for it.
Okay, good. Just keep feeling the anger then. That's good.
Yesterday I had to cry a lot about it because I had a vision of my childhood. Because in my parents were not a safe space for me to have feelings. I have had to push them away. That was not a safe place for me. And I created a kind of survival mode to deal with feelings and be rational.
How do you feel?
Managing them. It doesn't work anymore.
Don't try manage. No. I just want to let yourself feel what you're feeling.
Empty.
Okay, feel that. That's good.
and enormous headache.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get when you push the feelings away. We'll just allow this now. Feel the headache, feel the emptiness. That's okay.
And my body is a bit shaken up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, let yourself feel that too. They'd all come
that
out.
Feeling cold.
Yep. Cold as an entity's come out. That comes from the unconsciousness.
And that was happening also last night. Because I was crying all day the day before this one. I lay in my bed 9 o'clock, and 3 o'clock at night I woke up and I was in. I saw a lot of demons. I was reliving my psychosis, a part of my psychosis. Mm-hmm. And but there were also this night there were also positive feelings, because I had also proud feelings of I mastered my hospitalization and psychosis, because I'm a few years without medicine now, because I followed my own path in that instead of them, their part. But I did not like the demon. The demons.
How does it feel?
I thought, oh, what am I doing here again? What's wrong with my boundaries? What am I doing wrong?
How does it feel?
Grief. Tears come up.
Good. Let yourself feel it.
Because the demons were triggered by the medicines. It was not me. It wasn't me.
They get into the unconsciousness.
It was not why I was there. It was the medicine triggers. Medicine are portals to demon worlds, and I was so I could see it work like that, but I had to take them. I could not refuse them, because
what do you feel? Oh. Mm-hmm.
They grab you and they put you full of medicine and put you in isolation. And I feel.
How does it feel?
I feel it in my stomach.
Good.
Like a punch. Punches in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Great. Allow that happen. Just let yourself feel it.
Want to curse in Dutch. It's angry. Feel much anger.
Just keep welcoming those feelings. It's okay.
They didn't understand the thing. What's happening with me? And what they did was not helping me, but was blocking me.
Mm-hmm. What are you feeling now?
I want to take control of my tears again, because I had some feeling of, I have to get a grip of myself, because otherwise I'm longer in that hospital. Yeah, it was one feeling. So I also worked, because the medicines was not it somewhere helped, but also made things more difficult for me.
Yeah. What's your feeling now?
I really have to focus on my breathing. Mm-hmm. So because with the psychosis, your energy is going up. Wrong way. I could felt it. It's what wrong way, and I tried to get it the right way. So, but it was very hard work, and I could not manage that on my own. It's
how does it feel now?
Very hard work. Now, some relief. I'm here at this moment with you, grateful also for Gary, my coach also. She's somewhere there. grateful I have managed to be at this point. I'm able to be at this point at my life with all the things, all the experiences in my life. Yeah. And it's easier for me not to judge them. So it's easier for me to let them in and to feel it. Yes. Yes.
How's your body feeling?
More in a relaxed state, release. Some, I don't know how it's called in English. Opgelucht. Some air, some space.
Feel lighter.
Yeah, in my legs, in my stomach. And my back, also my up, here. And cold, very much, very ice cold.
Okay, that's the entity still coming out. Just welcome it.
But how did they get in? Do the Tanaga every day.
I know, but you're really eating old stuff. Just going through all the medication. Remember, they get in with this unconsciousness. Okay.
Okay.
As you release all the anesthesia, the entities come out. Do you feel you kind of get lightheaded? You welcome it. That's good. I still feel that.
It's freezing, Nicole.
Wonderful. Good. It's all coming out.
And this whole week, I was hot like... I was only hot. And now I'm... cold everywhere.
Good. Just keep welcoming it.
My hands, feet. I think this will take hours.
Nope. Just welcome it. Okay.
Oh, it's in my knees.
Good. Keep welcoming it.
I feel like an ice cube, one big ice cube.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Keep feeling it. That's good. Just welcome it. How does it feel now?
It's like waves.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like a cold wind coming out?
Yeah.
And that's the entity going. That's good.
Waves are getting less intense, less stronger. And I'm doing my best not to think and only breathe deeply, because I'm afraid I will stop the process when...
Welcome that fear too.
Oh my God.
It's okay. Let's be able to feel it.
And I also feel it's strange to do it in public, this one. So I'm past that now, doing it now.
How's the coldness?
Yeah, it's changing form. It's manageable now.
Yeah, so you feel like waves are coming up?
Yeah.
Like cold wind, good.
But I can handle it now.
Just welcome it. There's still stuff coming out, so just welcome it.
And I think, oh, I can do it alone now, so you can go further with the next client, because this must be boring for them.
How do you feel about that? Going to this feeling that you're being boring.
To cry, because I'm always thinking of others and of myself.
Yeah, go into that.
Want to stop with it. Oh, shit, doing it again. Thinking right. for other people.
Feel that.
Find it difficult to feel to take so much space in public time.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
It's new for me, new experience.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it, though? Feeling uncomfortable?
Yes, I have to throw up. Feel it here.
Just welcome that. It's important learning for everybody, because the process takes as long as it takes. It's not taking a rush.
And the calls are coming again.
Yep. Just welcome it.
Connect it with him.
It will. As you raise the kundalini, it pushes all the entities out. You feel them coming as cold winds.
And it's from my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking feet to my knees and up. Oh. Same calls again.
Okay. Keep welcoming it till it goes. It's more coming out.
Oh, it's a total drugstore coming out of me.
Yep.
Yeah, making jokes about it, singing about it for me, dealing with it. It's now freezing here, also everywhere.
Good. Keep welcoming it. Let it happen.
There's no ending. I'm thinking, when is it ending?
Takes as long as it takes. All depends how many entities you've got. Each time you feel a cold wind, that's another entity releasing.
Yeah, it's coming from my feet, from below. From crowd, from my, yeah, from the. Stomach and my spinal, my I think, oh, this was that one, this is the drug my spinal when giving birth.
Right. Does it feel numb now, or just cold?
Cold feet.
Yep. Good, just let yourself feel it.
Feeling in the spine is gone. It's in my legs. And this is medication of the, not the psychosis, but the birth.
Right.
Giving birth.
The anesthetic, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of medicines, because I had 4 medical births with a lot of medicine. Oh, yeah. And it was also not an option and not free choice, but I had to do it. And I understand this, but
it's okay, let yourself feel it.
I'm thinking about my spinal again, because all the drugs was triggering my spinal enormously.
Yep.
Contractions. Was the very hard work and could not feel everything fully with full consciousness. And it made holes in my memory.
Yep.
And I didn't want that holes, because my daughter died during birth and it was big trauma. And I want to remember the good things. Giving birth, it wasn't all bad, but it was a lot.
What are you feeling?
Cold in my legs.
Yep. It come out?
It was exactly what. The medicine would do it. Yep. It would block out all the feeling in my legs, all the feeling in my back bone, so I could manage the trauma, the breathing, the manage the birth and myself. And it's very cold in my legs. Oh.
Yeah. So, let it come out.
I'm asking myself, oh, is this also connected to the, I don't know how you call them in English, but I had a lot of thick blood adders in my my legs.
Mm-hmm. It will do. If you block the nerve supply in the spine, the legs will block too. All kinds of blockages come up there.
Yeah. And also the way my daughter was in my stomach, of in my in my belly, she also blocked my nerves to my legs.
What do you feel now?
Shaking in the legs. Mm-hmm. Right leg mostly. Mm-hmm. Can't keep them still. And colds in my it's the colds are leaving my body through my hands.
Good.
This part. And my stomach feels lighter.
Good.
Things happening there also. Things happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. And my spinal colds. From above to my backbone, the down under. Colds. And I'm thinking this is very cool in a positive way.
Any easier then.
It's
It's okay, you're getting it. So as you keep well coming, it keeps coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel it in the sides. My stomach release. And I'm remembering after all my four pregnancies, I always look pregnant. This area is always feels with very much air. I don't know how it is.
All right. I know what you mean. It's like anesthesia, basically. Basically, the cell, it comes back to life and normalizes.
It's cold, Peter, here.
You're getting it, though. I think you understand the process now. Keep well coming up.
And I also had to go full anesthesia and anesthetics because something, they had to clean my belly.
Mm-hmm.
So afterwards, I get, I think this is that part. So I was knocked out. I wasn't. They operated me, and I was fully complete out.
Yeah.
Colds coming up again. Yep. My legs.
Mm-hmm.
And shaking.
And from the anesthesia.
Oh, and I feel nauseous.
Mm-hmm. That's all the medication coming out.
It's the same feeling like throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let's welcome that too.
My feet are stone cold. My head is exploding somewhere.
It's okay. Keep welcoming it.
And my head, oh, here. Oh. Oh, the noxious feeling in my belly goes to my chest.
It's good, it's moving out.
And I see the two men who got me the anesthetic making jokes with me before I numbed out, knocked out.
How do you feel?
Oh, relaxed but cold.
Yeah. How's your mind? Do you feel kind of floating away?
And relieved it's finally got out, getting out. Because I was waiting for so long for this to happen. So I find room in my body and in my emotions and in my mental space. I find the courage to look at it.
How are you feeling?
In public. The calls are lowering, are less intense.
It's okay, you just stay with that. I mean, you've got the process now. Well, while you're doing that, if anybody's got any more questions, you know, we can deal with those at the same time.
There are no questions that have come in.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, oh, everybody's going for a cup of tea or something like that, giving a break. And I feel cold, but they are less intense.
You're getting there.
My hands. Oh. Start making jokes again in my head about demons, demon jokes.
How are you feeling?
It feels like I can handle it.
Okay.
Getting more control of my body again.
That's okay. You got the process, as pointing out, you just keep welcoming things until it all passes.
I still feel my stomach.
That's all part of it. This is where the anesthetic and everything has hit you, and that's where the nausea stays.
And my arms, but it's the overwhelm seems gone.
Good.
I feel like I recognize this amount of feelings when you have done a healing or something, some things come out. It's at a more normalized level for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll leave you to finish that process and just keep welcoming it until it's all gone. This is the process I'm showing everybody. It's like we don't always get to a total discreation, but it's like sometimes just releasing a memory. That's okay. Importantly, is you learn to welcome stuff and you'll go through layers and keep welcoming everything that comes up. Well, you might notice when you're trying to keep guide people into is to go into the feeling. A lot of people want to often run away into an intellectualization and telling their story and working things out. No, all you have to do is welcome the feelings. That's what takes you through the process. And if you felt everything, it's all gone. So any further last questions?
One question has just come in. Can we expect the Kangali in Ultimate Healing 1 and 2 to break up the Grunties without learning the Bandhas, or will we do those automatically as we progress?
Using the Bandhas is only one particular technique. This process is almost like more complete simply because you actually learn to welcome what's stuck in there. Each Grunty is kind of like a certain emotional blockage and there's a sudden realization to have. Going through this process will release them, yeah. But obviously it gets easier as you get to high levels of Chandali because this Kundalini gets stronger. We'll talk more about the Grunties as we go along as to what the lesson is to decide each one. But using the different kind of locks and things is also an artificial way. It's more complete when you actually understand the feelings you have to go through and they get the transformation of consciousness. We will be going through that, yeah.
That's all of the questions. We did have one more person on the hot seat list, Liz. So what did you want to do about that? It's 10 to 10.
Yeah, we're kind of running out of time now, aren't we?
Yeah.
We'll do that with another one. Put them on first next time, because obviously these processes can take time. And obviously some of the other sections we go through, there'll be quicker questions. So put in the hot seat next time, we'll actually go through the process then.
Okay, so Liz, we'll put you in for the hot seat for the next webinar, which is going to be on the May the 14th. Liz, if there's something that you need in between now and then, please do either contact Peter or you can put your question, your concern or whatever it might be in the MeWe group. I hope that's okay for you. But as I say, you can contact Peter directly if you need something immediately.
Yeah. Give me a call, we'll sort it out.
Yes, yeah, right. And Diana will be also doing the same because she too was on the hot seat list, but it's
okay.
You've got a message there. She'll be in contact. Okay, so that's that's the hot seats done. Another question has just come in. How does ayahuasca work in terms of healing? Can it help physical pain? I guess one has to be very careful, but a friend has done it a few times and feels that it has healed his trauma. However, I'm wondering if it may have limitations or the need for awareness if you are to embark on this. Not saying you're going to do it,
It does require awareness, yes. See, it's tricky, it's a process. Ayahuasca has a tendency to actually bring out your traumas. It's healing, basically. But of course, again, you have to know how to go through that. You need a shaman who can facilitate that as well to actually guide through it properly. Because if you don't know how to go through that healing, you'll feel it quite traumatic. It is purgative. You get sick and it brings everything up. If you understand the process, it's great healing. But you do need to be aware of how to go through that process to keep welcoming everything, just like you do here.
That's all of the questions.
Okay. So we'll tie that until next time then.
Yep. So everyone, as always, please do keep in contact with us in the MeWe group. Please, if you've got any questions, anything that you'd like to share with the rest of the group, then feel free. You can do that. It's not just about questions. If you've got some good finds on enzymes, minerals, etc., then please do pop everything in there. Keep active. We've also got the Magical Students group as well. So not just the Ultimate Healing group. Please do continue working through the content. Next time we will be talking about module 6, 7, and 8, as well as another topic, which I can't remember off the top of my head. So we were talking about that. You will be informed. Any questions, let us know. All right. Oh, did I cut out then?
Just for a second. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nothing unusual, just the normal stuff. The normal goodbyes and thank yous and everything else. Let us know if you've got any questions. We're in MeWe. We're in the other MeWe group. We're here. All right. Okay. Keep working through the content, everyone. Thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay. See you all soon.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye.